Got it, Rex.
Yeah, hi, how are you going?
Good, yourself?
Good, who am I speaking to?
This is Tony.
Tony. So, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Good, good. Look, I've got a 2008 SH Forester.
Yeah.
The turbo just left the chat today.
Okay.
So, I'm after a VF52.
Yep.
But I wanted to know, do you guys obviously get them, yeah?
We can. I don't have any in stock at the moment. We used our last one a week ago.
You're right. Is that a general one you guys use, or?
Yep.
Okay. Do you know at the top of your head what they go for?
I think they're either 2200 or 2400 for just the turbo.
I didn't think it was going to be that much.
Yeah, it's all brand new in the box.
Yeah, there's no other, aftermarket that will fit that on?
There is, but they're probably more expensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for a decent quality one. Otherwise, you can get, a eBay one cheap, but that's not going to last.
Yeah, no, I want something... Because I'm hoping to go from... Because these are the TD-04s, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm hoping to go to the VF52, but I also want to do the full system exhaust.
So you wanted what, sorry? A full exhaust?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then the full turbo back, if you're looking for an NVIDIA, is another 20, 300 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but being a forester, they're a bit of a pain in the ass to make exhaust for. Just remember that, sorry. The downpipe actually has to be modded, so there's probably another 300 to mod the downpipe to make it fit that car. So, straight off the bat, you're up for, 5K in just parts. So,
yeah,
you need labour and a tune on top of that.
So, if I was... Because this turbo, it's not spooling there. It just happened now. And it's making these, stupid noises.
Yeah.
So, I'm guessing the turbine was gone.
Yeah, pretty common for a TD-04 to fail.
Right. But at the same time, if they're on... It's through the engine light and traction light. I scanned it. Could you just confirm whether this was just caused by the turbo? Camshaft A position, timing over advanced or system performance, bank one.
Okay, so that's probably the AVCS solenoid or something like that then. Might not be a turbo, so just because the turbo is not spooling doesn't mean it's broken. We'd have to get that in for a proper diagnosis so we can actually work it out. But sometimes if your cam solenoids fail, they'll change the timing on the car and the turbo won't spool properly.
But I've just had that replaced.
The cam solenoid?
Yeah, cam position sensor.
Yeah, so this is a cam solenoid.
Right.
So the sensor and then there's a solenoid as well. So the sensor just tells it where the timing is, the solenoid tells it to change the timing, so it actually controls the timing.
But the turbo's making stupid noises, though.
Yeah, rough idle, ticking.
No, it idle's fine. It's just when you accelerate, before the spool was all right. Now, it doesn't want to spool, but then when it changes gears, it just goes like a bang noise, kind of.
Yeah, so it could have happened with that solenoid. But like I said, we have to get it in for a proper diagnosis if you actually want us to work that out. Because I can't just say to you, throw a solenoid at it and you just waste your money.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely have to see the car before I can sort of work out what's going on there.
Because you guys are in
Sunshine, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, and we can't get the car in straight away either. We do take bookings, so it'll be a couple of weeks before we can look at it.
Oh, right. Okay. All right, let me get back to you guys.
Yeah, done. Easy.
Peace. Thanks.
All good.